Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help.
Whether you succeed or fail in your digital transformation, it is entirely up to you. It's not your consultants, it's not your system integrator, it's not your software vendor, it's up to you. So it's important to get your act together and ensure that you are prepared for your digital transformation. So what I want to talk about today are the things that you need to do and be aware of as you try to get your act together prior to your digital transformation. My name is Eric Kimberling. I'm the CEO of Third Stage Consulting. We're an independent consulting firm that helps clients through their digital transformation journeys throughout the world. And one thing we've noticed in the digital transformation space is a lot of organizations feel as though success or failure in their transformation is dependent on other parties. It's dependent on the software vendor that they choose. It's dependent on their system integrators, dependent on their consultants. But the reality is that success versus failure has more to do with you and what you do than you might think. And most organizations don't have their act together. They're not ready. They don't know what they need to do to make this project successful. So what I want to talk about today are those handful of things that you need to be prepared for and aware of to ensure that your team is prepared for the implementation and that you do get your act together in time for that transformation. The first key to success that is dependent on you is to define an aligned strategy for what your digital transformation means to your organization. Now, chances are you probably have a pretty clearly defined overall business or corporate strategy, but the key now is to translate that business or corporate strategy into goals and objectives and specific tactics for your digital transformation. And the key here is that a lot of times organizations do the latter part of that, which is define their digital strategy without necessarily doing it in the context of the overall business strategy. And if you think about it, that's a recipe for failure right there, because you've got a disconnect before you've ever started the project. You have a digital transformation strategy that may not be aligned with where the company is headed in the future. So this is why it's so important to have a very clear vision for what this project means to you and what you want to get out of it and how it's going to help enable a broader business strategy. That's going to give you a lot of guidance and clear direction on the project, and it's also going to make decision-making a lot easier and faster when you have that clearly aligned strategy. So the first thing you can do to get your act together is make sure you have a very clearly aligned strategy that all of your executives are aligned on, and just as importantly, that you understand where the deficiencies of that strategy are, what the risks are, because any strategy you choose, there are going to be risks, and it's important to be honest and candid about what those risks are so that you can mitigate them. Now, I know you may be thinking that your current operations don't matter, they're broken, the technology's old, and you want to fix it, and that's why you might be going through a digital transformation. But the reality is you can't just throw out the current state, you can't ignore it, you need to understand what it is you have today so that you can define a path forward. And this is important not only from an operational understanding perspective, but also from an organizational perspective, so that your people can get grounded in what they understand and know the best, which is how things operate today. So once you've defined how things operate today and where the strengths and weaknesses are, now we can start to analyze and pinpoint where a digital strategy can help enable some improvements to our current operational model. So we can't do that, though, until we understand the current state. We understand the strengths of what you're doing well today, which you may want to preserve, as well as the things that you're not doing well, which you may want to improve as part of your digital strategy. But either case, both buckets, both the things you're doing well and the things you're not doing so well, are important inputs into defining your future state operational strategy. So once you've defined your current operations, you've assessed the operations, you understand where the strengths and weaknesses are, where the pain points are, the opportunities for improvement, now we can start to define what our future state is. What are we going to look like? What do we want to be when we grow up? What's our common operating model going to be? How much are we going to standardize? How are people's job roles going to change? How are we going to be organized as an organization? And how can we use technology to automate and improve our operations? All of those are questions that can be answered as part of this future state definition and assessment. But we need to have a clear definition of what it is we want to get out of this project from an operational and an organizational perspective, and maybe even a technical perspective, before we start selecting or evaluating software vendors. Because that's going to give us a lot more clarity on the types of software vendors we want to consider, and it's also going to give us a lot more clarity on the decision of what technology or technologies might be the best fit for our organization. So that future state definition is key to getting your act together.
If you are trying to achieve digital transformation success, turn to Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage's independent and technology-agnostic consulting team helps clients define their digital strategies, select the right software, and manage their implementations. With offices in the U.S., Europe, and Australia, our team helps the world's most forward-thinking organizations through their transformation pitfalls and risks. Whether you are embarking on an ERP, HCM, CRM, supply chain management, or any other digital transformation, contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.
There is a ton of enterprise technology available to you in the marketplace. You have ERP system, HCM, CRM, supply chain management, robotics, artificial intelligence, Internet of Things, a bunch of buzzwords and applications that you could be using for your organization. But none of that stuff matters. Set that aside for a minute. What really matters is what technology is going to best enable that future state that you've defined for yourself, and what technology is going to best enable that aligned business and technology and digital strategy you've defined earlier on. Now, once you've done that, you're going to have a clearer framework to make decisions so that you're sorting through all the things that are just noise that don't really matter to you as an organization, and you're focusing on the solutions that are going to best enable who you are and what you're trying to become as an organization. Now, here's where it's really important to not only evaluate potential systems, but also evaluate the things that you don't need to worry about. A lot of times, vendors will try to sell you on cool bells and whistles that your organization may simply not be ready for yet, and it may be overkill relative to what your needs are. So assessing the right solutions and focusing your efforts on the right solutions is extremely important, but you should focus on those technologies that are going to help enable your future state strategies and ignore those technologies that aren't going to further enable your strategy. If you're not an expert in digital transformation, and most organizations aren't, it can be easy to think that your software vendor or your system integrator is going to give you the methodology to help deploy technology the way you need to. And while that's partially true, it's not completely true. Your software vendors and system integrators might give you a methodology that you can use as a starting point, but it's something that needs to be molded and it needs to fit your specific situation. So it's important to be able to challenge those methodologies, poke holes in it, and find ways that you need to modify those methodologies to fit your needs. In addition to modifying the methodologies, you also want to look at ways you need to augment the methodologies. For example, technology vendors and system integrators typically have methodologies for deploying technology, but they don't have methodologies for process improvement or organizational change or redesigning your organization or architecture and integration. Those are all things that are missing from many software vendor methodologies. So it's very important to augment the methodology and their overall proposed project plan with what your needs are. And so that's where you really need to think of this as an overall program. There's an overarching program which you're in charge of. Your software vendor is one important input into that, but you also have other inputs and other resources beyond your software vendor or beyond your system integrator. So your overall methodology needs to encompass all of that stuff, and your overall plan needs to incorporate all those different work streams as well. And this is something that only you can provide. Your software vendor or system integrator is not going to be able to provide that for you. One of the biggest, if not the biggest, key to success for any digital transformation is how clearly and effectively define your change strategy and plan is. And most organizations overlook this effort, or they think that training and communications is going to be all they need to do. And so you need to have a very comprehensive change strategy and plan that includes not just training and communications, but also organizational design, organizational readiness, organizational assessment, roles and responsibilities, change impact, all sorts of things that are predecessors to training and communications. And the better job we do at defining our change strategy and change plan, the more likely we are to be effective. Now, the problem here is that most software vendors and system integrators don't do change management well, and some just simply don't do it at all. So it's important to really augment those capabilities and provide the resources, whether they're internal, external, or both, that specialize in change management. And certainly Third Stage Consulting is one such option that specializes in change management. So either way, make sure you have a solid change strategy to augment your overall transformation plan. The next thing you need to focus on to really pull this all together is your architecture and your integration plan. Chances are you're not going to have just one system and one technology that you're going to be deploying throughout the organization. Chances are you're going to deploy multiple technologies, or at the very least, you might have to integrate your core new system with other technologies that already exist. So regardless, you want to make sure that you have a solid plan to tie this all together from a technology perspective in terms of your overall architecture, the integration, the internal IT skills that you need to develop to ensure that you can be successful longer term. Those are all things that are important to ensure that you have as part of your digital transformation. And again, this is something that your software vendor and system integrator isn't going to be able to provide. It's something that you need to drive and own as part of your digital transformation. One of the biggest problems with digital transformations is that organizations become so dependent on third parties to be successful. They depend too much on their software vendors, they depend too much on their system integrators, and they depend too much on other parties to make their project successful, that when those third parties go away, they're left in a bind. And so the key here is to understand how can we build our internal competencies so that we can be more self-sufficient. And that's one thing we really strive to help our clients with, is how do you become self-sufficient so that you can take ownership of this project, so that you can own it, and so that when your consultants and your software vendors go away, you can be self-sufficient in the longer term as well. Now, there's two benefits to this. First of all, you're going to be able to implement faster and cheaper if you have those internal competencies and if you start to build those internal competencies over time. And second of all, you're going to be able to get rid of your consultants faster and be able to manage this on your own sooner. So it's not going to happen overnight. It's not to suggest that you need to be as competent as a system integrator, or software vendor, or consultant, but there's a lot of things you can do to start to build those competencies so that you can be on equal footing with your system integrators, with your consultants, and with your vendors. So make sure that as part of your overall digital transformation, you get your act together by having a clear plan for how we're going to build these internal competencies so that we're not too dependent on third parties. So for more best practices on how to make your transformation successful, not just in terms of how to get your act together, but also other things you should be aware of as you embark on your transformation journey, I encourage you to download some of the links I've included below. In particular, I've included a link to our annual digital transformation report, which includes best practices on how to be successful in your transformation, as well as independent rankings and ratings of different software technologies in the marketplace. So I encourage you to download that, as well as some of the other links and resources I've included too in the description below. So I hope you found this information useful. Hope you have a great day.
Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.